Free for all Friday, 877-310-9966. Always encourage you to call. We've taken calls from all over the country. We'll do more right now. Timothy is checking in from Grand Ledge, Michigan. Timothy, how are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. I'm talking about holding the Senate accountable for the Mayorkas, and you mentioned the voters do it.
Yeah.
A damaging progressive policy is the 17th Amendment of the Constitution, where electing the state or the senators was done by state legislators.
It is the worst amendment of all time, absolutely. Is the 17th. The worst amendment, because what we would have today, if we didn't have that, we would have about 56 Republican senators. About 56, because they would be appointed by the states individually. And right now, if I'm not mistaken, 28 states have GOP trifectas, right? GOP control in 28 states. And only 20 states, or might be less than that, have Democrat trifectas. I think it's actually less than that. And some other states are tied. So you would have a Republican, and in fact, you would have had 60 Republican votes here in the last 10 years several times. But they changed that in what, 1913?
Yes. And I would say this is the case where the state legislatures, the border states, would be all over this as far as holding the senators accountable. And the point was progressives then, it was progressives who put in this amendment.
It was.
And it's always, one person,
which is,
one vote.
Which is the same thing they want to do to get rid of the Electoral College. Same mindset.
Exactly, exactly. Go
ahead.
Yes, that is the point. Thank you. You made all the points. Thank you.
That's right. And
yes.
I know the 17th Amendment was put in 1913, and I know Sister Sarah knows that because she laughed from the background going, I knew that. Yeah, anyhow, thank you, Timothy, for checking in. Greatly appreciate you today. All right, so Jack is on the line in Toledo. We used to own Toledo. We lost a little skirmish along the border. We got the UP, they got Toledo. I think we won in that one, Jack, but that's just me. How are you?
I'm doing great, Steve. How about yourself?
I'm all right. Yeah, I'm good. What's on your mind?
I've been hearing everyone talk about inflation for like the last 3.5 years. And
sure.
I wanted to do some real number crunching. And between February of 2020 and 2021, we had a rocking inflation rate of 0.73%. Not even 1%. The next year, inflation, as everyone remembers, went up to 7.8%. The next year, it was 6.3%. And supposedly, as of February of 2024, it had dropped back down to a more moderate 2.75%.
But now we're at 3.8. It's gone back up again. And here's the thing, though. They cook the books because they don't figure inflation the way they used to. They changed that when Bill Clinton was president to make the numbers look better because people were educated, blah, blah, blah. But here's the thing. $100, I just looked this up, from January of 2017, if you had a $100 bill, the buying power today is about $77. Think about that. $100 when Donald Trump entered the White House is now worth $77, according to this online calculator. I don't know if it's right or wrong, but that's what I'm going with. I mean, it's just terrible. Right.
Here's the thing, is if you get into the weeds in the numbers, they change how the basket of goods is calculated. So some months they put a higher premium on food and a higher premium on energy, and sometimes it's a higher premium on hospital services or recreational services. And it changes. So any given year they could say, well, you know, I want to say because the cost of housing has been going up, we're going to reduce that basket weight. Even though it's taking up more of our spending, the government says, we're going to reduce that. So right now, they're saying that we only spend about 33% of our income on shelter. That's what it was back in 2000. Now,
right. If
you take a look at where it is right now, that shelter cost has gone up to 36% of our income.
No question. So, everything's more expensive. We're getting killed. You know, here's what it comes down to right here. money getting burned up every single day. And what creates inflation, Jack?
Really bad fiscal management by the government and an increase in demand with a lack of an increase in supply.
Well, you're on the right track. There's one thing that creates inflation, government. You don't create it. I don't create it. Businesses don't create it. Private individuals don't create it. Private companies don't create it. Unions don't create it. Government creates inflation by creating too much money and spending too much money. That, I mean, and this is, you know, Milton Friedman can explain it in 100 videos online. Go watch some Milton Friedman videos, folks. not you, Jack, but the folks, you know, we need financial and economic literacy. We don't have it. We don't even have sanity. Okay, real quick, last word.
Yeah, I would just be really cognizant of looking at the data and not the reports, because as you and I have discussed, the jobs report, we have fewer full-time jobs in March of 2024 than we had in 2023.
And, workforce participation is also taking a dive. I got to leave it right there, my friend. Yeah, got to leave it there, Jack. You call anytime, though. Love your numbers. And you're always on top of it and very, very sober and cognitive of all of it. Greatly appreciate that. I do. Call earlier next time. I did tell you to call earlier. At any rate, it's all good. There is no financial literacy. By the way, the stock market is down a couple thousand points, and so what? Where's the price of gas today? Let's see. I'm going to guess it's up. I'm taking the over. Oh, yep, it's up again. It's up every day right now. The national average almost $3.70. In Michigan, it's crowding $4 in a lot of places. So we are more expensive today than we were a year ago. This idea that gas is cheaper, Kareen, wrong answer. Final thoughts after this.
Those burgers smell amazing.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of amazing, our barbecue is powered by natural gas.
Yes.
Because we're just two roommates in a commercial, letting everyone know Enbridge is working to reduce emissions by blending hydrogen and renewable natural gas into their network.
It's what we were created to do, Michael.
Deja, it's what we live for. And when this commercial ends,
we say,
Tomorrow is on.
Enbridge.
Life takes energy.
Have you been avoiding medical care over the last few years due to the craziness and lack of trust? I understand. My name is Dr. Molly James, founder of the James Clinic, and we are medicine outside the box. We take time and really listen to your concerns so we understand what's going on and can get you results. Check us out online today at jamesclinic.com. Coming soon to Shelby Township at 22nd and Van Dyke. 636-751-9440.